That squeal tells you it's pure pork goodness. KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, California, 107.5 FM.
Well, the storm that came ashore from Oregon clear down to Santa Barbara is still being evaluated, but it looks like it was wind even more than rain that did the damage. A lot of trees down, a lot of power outages, including the one that's got this station off the local air and onto internet only for the morning. We'll see how that comes along. In the meantime, the real world of news out there. Yesterday, the Senate Finance Committee finally got up off the john, having crapped out a resultant bill. And now the rest of the world can go ahead and try and sort out a real health care reform bill. The Baucus bill, which came out of the Finance Committee, is being roundly criticized from all directions. However, the thing boils down to real action now. Senator Harry Reid, the majority leader in the Senate, is now going to go behind closed doors. In fact, he's in there today. Reid, the various committee chairmen from the Senate and other power brokers, Rahm Emanuel's coming down from the White House to give them what he considers to be Obama's marching orders. The situation is this is all being done behind closed doors, and sometime there will be a bill brought out by Senator Reid which will have melded the Kennedy bill with the Baucus bill, the Kennedy Health and Human Services bill. The situation is that a public option may be included in the bill that Harry Reid and the boys monger up. If that is true, the bill goes to the floor of the Senate where the Republicans can scream and snivel all they want to, but they need to get 60 votes in order to remove the public option from the bill if Harry Reid puts it in, and the chances of that are slim and none, with Slim downstairs saddling up to leave town. Then the whole thing goes to a conference committee with the bill that Nancy Pelosi is mongering up. The whole process will probably take most of another month to 6 weeks, but it is going forward. The process was seriously hung up by the Finance Committee, but now that that hurdle has been cleared, there's no reason that some sort of a bill will not emerge. And if you favor public option, this might be a good day to send a message to Harry Reid, Senator, Democratic Senator from Nevada, who is now the man for at least the next week. The Brits are going to send 500 more troops to Afghanistan to raise their total to 9,500. The Brits are the second most numerous contributor to the Afghan front. Almost everybody else has either didn't come or is backing down. However, there's more to this story. The Prime Minister Gordon Brown sent 500 conditional on other members of NATO contributing the necessary troops to keep the game alive, and this 500 was down from the military commander's request for 2,000 more troops. So as a bellwether for possible developments on the Afghan front, this one hints that perhaps Obama will do something less than 40,000 when his decision is made. The Pazar, I'm trying to think of his name, I lost it, didn't write it down. The Pazar at the White House is going before Congress today in committee hearings aimed at trying to stop or at least reduce the bonuses being paid by AIG, the monster insurance company that we bailed out because the whole world would have collapsed, according to the observers. Anyway, that one is basically on the table at this point. AIG planning to pay about $10 million on bonuses for the same guys, junior and middle executives, that got AIG into the trouble in the first place. There is some point here, too, about whether or not the Pazar will be able to exercise any authority over these people, which is one of the big fighting points. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on a Wednesday hump day. Really? Stay tuned.